fighting for America.
The notion that the West is at war with Islam is an ugly lie. And all of us, regardless of our faith, have a responsibility to reject it.
Fighting for Idaho.
They're calling us what we are, Christians. And one by one, we form the strongest bond, because it's a bond that is rooted in Jesus Christ. And no matter how much they try to oppose him, they will not prevail.
Fighting for you.
If you mothball some of these assets, you know, it doesn't take long for things to start to deteriorate. That's why we insist that they put another mission in here before they pull the A-10 out.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
Hi, I'm KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Our friend Dave Pezzo with us from the Pezzo Center, Pezzo Financial. Dave, good to have you with us.
Always good to be here, Kevin. Thank you.
You know, we take a look at the first couple months of the year. February almost done. People are just getting ramped up, if you will. Any big industries that you've been keeping an eye on that... Well, if the pacing continues, could have a very profitable year.
Yeah. Overall, Kevin, the technology sector is really, it seems to me to be not just on fire stock price-wise. The valuations are off the charts, really. I mean, for some of these that are still at private equity, Snapchat and things like that, that have not gone public yet,
Candy
but are
Crush,
in the billions. What's that?
Remember Candy Crush? We were making fun of that one?
Yes, we did make fun of that. Yeah. And guess what? We were right.
Yes.
It's really in trouble. But at any rate, some of these that are really, they're going to be changing social media. They really are. Snapchat could really be a threat to Facebook. It'll be very interesting. But the valuations are extremely high, and people are running towards this space. But the old tech is still doing very well. Also, we see companies like Cisco coming back from not from the dead, but certainly their stock prices haven't been doing well. So, Kevin, I think it's technology that has really been leading the market.
Well, when we talk about technology here at 580 KIDO, those of us that have been around a while remember how Bill Clinton saved his presidency with that budget explosion, where all of a sudden jobs were created, of course. A few years later, the boom went bust, the dot-coms. Is there a danger of something like that? And, you know, Snapchat, I believe, is something that you take a photo of and then it's gone in 10 seconds. And those are neat and those are fun and those are exciting. I would believe the challenge in this two-part question, Dave Pezzo, is to monetize it.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But think of Facebook, right? So they have... The initial argument, who cares? You know, Facebook, it's not a big deal, and they're not going to sell anything. You say, well, you know what? If you have a billion people logging onto your website, a billion, and that's where they started when they went public. It's more than that now. But you have a billion people coming to your website and spending significant time, you're going to figure out a way to monetize that. Then it became, well, they're not going to be able to monetize social. They did. I think Snapchat will do the same thing. There'll be ads running on the side. Whatever it is, they'll figure out a way to monetize it. They have a lot of people using it, and kids like it, not for good reasons. Good reasons being, they don't want – or bad reasons, I say, because they don't want their parents to be monitoring their Facebook or their chats with their friends. So, but it is a very popular site, and I think they're going to be able to monetize it. But it's a good question. How are they going to? That's the big question. But I think when you get people visiting the website, that's the secondary question. Now, how do we monetize? They'll figure it out.
Right, but it comes down to, you know, the difference between a Facebook that had a few bumps in the road and a Candy Crush that it was very popular, but it didn't blow up as far as what people projected. I mean, just trying to figure out what is going to be the next big thing. I mean, the next Alibaba, if you will.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And but I think Snapchat is certainly its pricing that way. Things like Uber, that's still private, has a $40 billion valuation already, Kevin. It's crazy, the numbers on it. But
yeah, and they're looking to raise another almost $3 billion. To aid some folks internationally as well when we're talking about international expansion. So who would have thought a simple app where, hey, I need a ride.
Yeah.
And it's been controversial here in the Treasure Valley in the city of Boise, but right now they're looking at 2.8, so let's just say $3 billion
right
for international expansion all off your phone.
Exactly. The app is, when you think about it, it's amazing and could be unbelievably profitable when you start, you think about this on a global basis, connecting whenever somebody needs a ride somewhere. It really is obviously the valuation is high. Are we in a bubble? I'm not an investor in Uber and Snapchat, but from a standpoint of how and where the society is going, these are cutting edge companies. They're not just about eyeball views, and you will see stuff like Candy Crush, which is, hey, it's a game, Kevin. There's no necessity for a game.
Right.
But there is a necessity for us to be connected. And maybe you say there isn't a necessity. Why can't I use a phone? Maybe that's your choice, Kevin, but people are feeling like I need Facebook. I need something like that.
Well, it's a whole way of communicating. Let's take a look at a more traditional stock and – again, I think it's an indication here at 580KIDO that the economy is recovering to some degree, because you have Walmart kind of down, McDonald's down, and when the economy is bad, those stocks are great.
They do better. We also, of course, had some recently big news here about Walmart. Of course, you know, raising the minimum wage throughout the country. I believe that has to be, well, it's just two things. You can believe in that, and you can say it's only one or the other. It's probably some of both. They're getting out front of what is going to be, in some states, pressure on the minimum wage level anyway. And so why not make it, what does it cost to go ahead and get in front of instead of being forced and being looked at as a good guy? That doesn't,
sure.
It costs very little. The second part, though, is that I really believe it's harder to find good help. It's the economy is improving enough that you just don't have endless lines of people. If you want a higher quality worker, then you're going to get it, because even starting off, you need to start off at a higher level to get a high enough quality worker. They are still, average salaries are still very good at Walmart. People forget that. Average nationally is over $12 an hour. That's not very good. It's not a huge wage, but it's certainly well above minimum wage, which is what everybody's crying about.
Well, and they have some good benefits. I know a lot of folks that, you know, have transferred from the Sam's Club to Walmart, and they get 5 weeks vacation.
Right.
Now, look, if you are a person that can manage your finances well, do the Dave Petso, and put some away for a rainy day, and, you know, you have a couple incomes going, you know, 5 weeks vacation, you know, 12, 13, 15 bucks an hour. That's not a bad life if you pay everything off.
That's right.
I mean, I don't think you get 5 weeks vacation. Of course, you don't really work. This is your lifestyle.
But that's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying.
I totally do. Yeah. No, I say I'm a very fortunate guy to get. You don't work a day in your life if you do what you like
to
do.
I thought you were going to say you're fortunate because you get to hang out with the best dressed talk show host in the Treasure Valley here.
Yes. Oh, man, you just stopped me in my tracks.
That's what I try and do, though.
The most awesome guy, I could go for all that. But best dressed, I'm sorry, that's really stepping over, yeah.
It is indeed, if you will.
The most brilliant, the best, all those things I can buy into. Yeah.
Dave Petso with us, Petso Financial, the Petso Center. We talked a little bit about technology. What do you make of all the innovations in cars?
Oh, and that's something with Apple running at it?
Yeah.
This is the next big thing. It's got to be, you know? It really does, because you're not going to spend the incredible amounts of money Google, Apple, Tesla, and others we don't even know about are out there running for this big prize, which is, part of it's going to be high-tech cars that drive themselves. Kevin, there's another one out there that we haven't talked about before that is astounding, and we kind of set this aside. Like, do you realize that they're doing 3D printed cars now?
That
work.
Yeah.
They work. This is not like a model car
that work.
It's a full sized car, and they can do them now for $15,000. This is the beginning. And when you think about the exponential way exponentially technology increases,
right?
We're not talking about a year from now. It's going to be, you know, like a little cheaper. It's a lot cheaper, and it's a lot better year after year. Within 5 years, you could be printing off, who knows? It's amazing.
Heck of a cost for toner, though, I'd imagine.
I don't think they use toner on those to make cars, and I don't know.
Apparently not. Our friend Dave Petso with us. We continue on talking about your money. Let's take a look at the largest cohort, hard to believe, in American history, the millennials, and people are trying to figure out how to talk to these folks, what type of workforce they're going to be. You know, you have the baby boomers, the greatest generation. Then you have the millennials. We've never seen a cohort so big, maybe the boomers. They're bigger than the mm-hmm. boomers, but so big that we're adjusting to them.
Right.
Now, you know, growing up, we had to conform. Never before have the old people had to conform to the young people.
Right. To a degree, that's true. But also, all of society did change as the baby boomers came through, right? They do. As we age, we start being the change makers. And that's true, I think, is going to be true of the millennials as well. There will be a few that come out and shine and change the world. And I think they do think of the world differently than we do. I don't know if it's if there's a lack of teaching of history and things like that, but I certainly get the sense that they're much more into today and into self than they are of thinking about history and thinking about where our roots.
Well, they're very into their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like you and I are bred to be upwardly mobile, but they're more like quality of life.
Right.
They want to have their own things, of course. As we talk about a lot, they're going to have to deal with, the future of Social Security, like all of us, and this incredible student loan debt that we talk about all the time.
Yep.
You know, I guess is student loan debt different from any other debt when we're talking about a car loan or a house loan or anything else?
I don't think so. I really don't personally, but you know, it is to better yourself, but you're trying to better yourself to get a higher paying job, and now I guess Obama just wants everybody to have it provided for them. I don't understand the thought process. And I don't understand how society can be served better by just paying for everything, when the reality is people work hard and in let's say the summer.
Well, are you entitled or do you have initiative? That's what it comes down to.
Correct. But yeah. When you take the initiative from society and you provide it,
right,
then I think it destroys society. That's my point. It's not. Does it sound nice that my kids have a free education? Yeah, I think that sounds really nice that I wouldn't have to pay for it.
Dave Petzl
with
us. Well,
I do pay for it, right? Through taxes.
Exactly. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580K IDO. Let's take a look at oil. I guess Warren Buffett has sold some of his, and a lot of people are wondering whether or not they should sell Exxon. Exxon, when Apple isn't running wild, is the world's most profitable company. You could almost call it a country, but now people, because of the lowering oil prices, should we bail?
And when it comes to energy, we'll continue to use it, but the reality is there is an abundance of energy in the world. And
hard to believe.
Well, people said there wasn't.
Like 6 months ago.
Yeah,
different world than today.
It certainly is, but it was with our renaissance in the country here, finding with fracking, with technology is what it basically is. Again, people think of this as some kind of just dirty industry. Go ahead and just pop a hole in the ground and hope it all works out. It's all technology. Even in an industry like this, it's all about technology, which is what fuels this abundance of energy in the world and the renaissance in this country. But it is expensive to get it out of the ground still and use this technology. And if we're only going to get $50 a barrel, there's a lot of energy companies that are going to go out of business because they need more than that in the areas that they're drilling in. Some don't. Some have cheaper access, but some are going to be going out of business. There's no question there are going to be big layoffs in the energy sector.
Dave Petzl with us, Kevin Miller in the morning. Money Matters, that's his program. Saturdays 8 to 10. We'll have more with our great friend Dave Petzl next. You're listening to 580 KIDO. Time to get you to work safely and on.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
Good morning. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Dave Petzl with us, and we've been talking about oil and energy and everything else. Let me hit you with this. The news has reported that
energy prices now have bottomed out. It's time to raise them, everybody.
Your thoughts on whether or not gas prices are going to go up. And what this means, here we have summer just around the corner. I know for a lot of people that have Sea-Doos and boats and big trucks, they'd love gas at about $1.50, $1.80, heck, $2 a gallon.
Yeah, And there's no reason to think it's going to go a lot higher. So I recognize that people like to call bottoms, like to call tops.
Sure.
Market's too high. Market's too high. Market's too high. Market's too high. People do this all the time, and the reason why is because it pays off. People forget that 29 times you called the top thousands of points ago, but when you finally do get it right and the market goes down, maybe you know in a normal correction, now you're a hero and you can sell lots of newsletters because you called some top. It's really a marketing game that people play because there is no way to game it. Now, when you get into oil, how many people were saying $100 is here to stay? And then remember, even famously, Goldman Sachs came out and said it's going to 200. Mm-hmm. Well, and then, of course, now there's a race to say it's going to 30, it's going to 40, or, you know, whatever it is. And I don't know. They don't know. People are wrong all the time. But the reality is this about oil, gas, any commodity. It's self-correcting. When it gets too cheap, people stop putting holes in the ground. And then we run short on supply. Demand picks up and we go. And also, people are going to take those big trucks. They're going to take more trips. They're going to burn more gasoline, oil. They're going to use more. And so it's all self-correcting. Demand will increase and supply will decrease. And then we'll finally be in equilibrium and prices will rise again. Will they go to 100? I doubt it.
Right. When we take a look, though, at people around the Treasure Valley, I would assume that if prices even go up a little, you're going to have a windfall for landscapers and salespeople that have been taking it on the chin for the past 5 years, 6 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely will. And their costs are going to go down. They're going to get the same amount of money, so they're going to have better margins. And those will translate into, theoretically, higher profits, higher taxes, and then people spending more at the various other retailers around.
Let me hit you with this. We talked earlier about Walmart nationally. What do you make of Walmart's expansion in the Treasure Valley? You've got now 3 stores, I believe, in Meridian. When I first moved here, all of just about 6 years ago, there was only one. But between the Garrity store, which is on the border, the one over by Lowe's, by Wahoo's, and now the new one on 10 Mile, they've expanded, I mean, in 6 years. What, 2 stores? That's all within
a lot. Yeah.
5 miles of each other, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously they do the demographics. They knew the valley is moving, you know, the center of the valley is moving towards Meridian, certainly as a bedroom community. So why not? That's where you want to be. That's where you want to be when you want a lot of traffic in your stores. That's what they rely on, not high margins, not perfect produce, not perfect food, but they rely on low prices and high volume. And that's what people want, at least for their staples. They seem to get do very well in the grocery business.
And that seems to be helping. You just wonder if it's too much too soon, and just like the housing industry.
Sure.
But Walmart seems to have a model for what they're doing, and they seem to do everything correctly. And the stores have changed. You know, they're not these big, huge super centers anymore.
Right.
And you have to wonder, you know, speaking of Walmart, you go back to the Sam's Club model, and, you know, we have, what, 2 Costcos. I think we're getting a third, maybe a fourth eventually, and yet no Sam's Club. So if you're in the Walmart corporation, if you will, you really wonder about, has the Sam's Club program paid off? I mean, if it didn't work here, I mean, Sam's Club is now CWI in Napa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether or not Costco and others will continue to impact Walmart Sam's Club.
I think Sam's Club is toast. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
are you going to go to a Sam's Club,
or
are you going to go to a Costco?
You're a Costco guy anyway.
But everybody is a Costco guy. That's the problem. That's the problem for Sam's Club. Costco does it a lot better. They're cleaner stores. They have new stuff, interesting things aligning the aisles, and you can count on their own brand as being a high-quality, good value. That's the Kirkland brand. On any product, you can trust it. You can pull it off the shelf and know that they had Procter & Gamble make the, or whoever, right, some high-quality company making a high-quality product with their label on it. So it's obviously they have just kicked Sam Club's rear. And Sam's Club is just, I'm sure they tried to reinvent themselves in various ways, but it looks to me like they've given up.
Our friend Dave Petzo with us, Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580KIDO. Anything that you'll be watching out for in the upcoming weeks?
Well, absolutely. I don't want to even bring up Greece, except to say this. We overstate it We overstate the importance. You know, how many people are in Greece? 11 million. 11 million. And yet, that's all the financial press can talk about, whether Greece is going to fold and get out of the euro, and now it's going to implode. And then you get all the doomsday people that just like to write about Greece, and then it's going to cause this cascading effect. And then finally, I guess we're going to get our comeuppance from the doomsday crowd. It is really something, and they make olive oil. I know that's precious. I know that's vital product for the world, but somehow I think we'll get by if there's less olive oil. So there are problems. There's hot spots in the world, but right now we want to see Europe settle down, and that's what traders are looking at. So I don't want to bring it up. I think it's bringing it up is silliness and not serious discussion. But from a trading perspective, from a news perspective, that's what people are going to be seeing and talking about. I don't believe it's really an issue, Kevin. For me, what I want to be looking at is I want to be continuing to look at the underlying fundamentals of corporations. Are they innovating, creating, generating more and growing profits? Are their dividends being increased? Is Apple on to the iWatch and all these other things that will also flow to companies like Micron as they put more and more of these chips in? That's what you want to focus on, but that's a longer-term picture.
Dave Petzo with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. So we've talked a little bit about what to look out for locally. Anything that we should look out for? You mentioned Micron. You're always on their case, good or bad. Anything else that might come to attention, you know, between the time we hear you now and Money Matters?
Well, there really isn't a lot out there. Of course, we'll find out locally here soon about the overall impact of what's going on with some of the, you know, with the National Guard locating here, or what kind of changes they're making out there. But relative to how big our economy is here locally, Kevin, that's not even a huge deal. So, no, I think the Valley is very well balanced other than Micron. So that's why we do talk a lot about Micron. It is such an important impact to the Valley. But other than that, there are not any huge, overwhelming private employers.
You know, finally, I think I'm going to agree to disagree with you. Imagine that.
Wow.
Remember when we talked about Apple, you know, I still think that if, what is it, 60%, maybe is it 69 or 79% of your revenue where you blew the socks off as one product?
Yeah. Whew. Yep. I know.
The iPhone, I mean, now they're talking about an iPhone 7. I mean, won't it jump the shark? And remember, the great thing about Jobs is that he attacked his own products.
Correct.
You know, the iPhone attacked the iPod, the iPod attacked the iPad attacked the iPhone, and, you know.
Kevin, if you're not disrupting your own business, then you're just waiting for somebody else to disrupt it. That's how fast the world is moving.
Or disturbed, and, yes.
Right. So do I think that they can continue to have this kind of revenue? Two things I would say.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no, you can't have 70% one product that won't ever get hit. But two, they are doing so well, and it's bringing more people in. To diminish what they're doing because it's just so spectacular misses the point, right? They had the greatest quarter ever.
Right.
That's not bad. That's actually a good thing, right? That's not a bad thing that they had the greatest quarter of any corporation in all of history. That's good. Now, are they going to have success in the iWatch? What about iPay, right? Apple Pay or whatever we call it. And what about this car? What about whatever else is around the corner? What about Apple TV? All these things, we don't know where the next breakthrough product is, but we do know that the sales of the iPhone, they can continue to be actually quite spectacular as the world continues to embrace them, not just in the U.S.
Dave Petzo, we always appreciate it. Money Matters, the Petzo Center, Petzo Financial, Petzo Incorporated.
It goes on.
It does. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And the big poll question of the day at 580KIDO.com. Which gun bill do you support, the House bill or the Senate bill? 580KIDO.com will share those results with you coming up. Joining us now, Brian Watson, the CEO and founder of North Star Commercial Partners, a public policy expert in economics, job creation, and growing businesses. Mr. Watson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on your show today.
Well, you ever been to Idaho?
You know, it's funny you say that. I actually helped your economy just this last autumn. I was up there on an elk hunting trip, and hearing the advertisement on the radio about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation reminded me of that, but had a phenomenal elk hunt and a bison hunt in your great state and absolutely loved it up there.
Did you get anything?
I did. I got the biggest elk I've ever gotten before in my life and got to do that with my 11-year-old son by my side and also got a bison and enjoying that on a weekly basis in our freezer.
There you have it. You're a true fiscal conservative there. You know, as someone who monitors the economy, creates jobs, how are we doing? Let's just get beyond the spin of the unemployment numbers. How are we doing?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, like anything. You know, Idaho specifically, you're helping to lead the country with your 3.7% unemployment rate that dropped a full percent just since August of last year. You look at Colorado, where I'm at right now, and the unemployment now rate is now 4%, which is the biggest drop in the U.S. In 2014. So in many respects, it's very, very positive, and some good things are happening. Wages are increasing. People have more options for employment. But there's an underlying current as well when you really peel back the layers of the onion a little bit. And, you know, there's a lot of people still unemployed or underemployed. 9 million Americans are still unemployed, which is about 1 in 10 Americans are considered unemployed or underemployed right now.
And yet we, you know, you have the U3 numbers, the U6 numbers, you have people opting out. Has that been accurately reported by the media?
Well, again, I think it depends on who's reporting, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, the federal government's going to sing their praises and say it's all about their policies and things that have been going on. There's others who would say, you know what, there's a large segment of the society that has just given up and, again, is underemployed. So I would say it's a little bit in between at the end of the day. I'm still concerned about those who want to work, who can't get those good opportunities. Places like Idaho and Colorado, though, you know, there's a lot of opportunity in states like that that have, you know, created environments that are positive for business growth and getting government off the back of these businesses so they can go out and do great things.
Well, and that's the thing I think that concerns us. Have we ever seen a place in American history where the stock market blows up, but still the real wage jobs haven't gone up? You know, we have people working for more, getting paid less.
Well, sadly, I think that the, you know, chasm, shall we say, between those on Wall Street and, you know, making a tremendous amount of money, and then there's Main Street that is still struggling. You know, I own commercial real estate throughout America. Our focus is to buy vacant buildings and create jobs and opportunity for people at North Star. And, you know, there are some places around the country that, you know, they are definitely not enjoying these high prices and the impact of Wall Street and what's going on. And so we need to make sure that we're bringing jobs and opportunity to all of those communities because it's really the backbone of America. And I don't think that, you know, it's unfortunate to see that divide growing and growing as time goes on.
Mr. Watson, if that divide continues to expand, what does that mean for the larger economic future of most Americans?
Well, you know, I do believe that high tides raise all boats. And so I think that the more opportunity we can provide for our citizens, you know, everyone will benefit. But I do think that there's an element in society which really saddens me, frankly, that there's people that are in the business of creating these divides, you know, whether it be, you know, economic divides, whether it be racial divides, et cetera. And to me, you know, we're all Americans. And one of the great things about America is that we're a hardworking people and we're a creative people. And I think that we need to focus more on the individuals and creating those opportunities so they can go achieve their dreams. And sadly, I believe that our government is beginning to take a different role in society, which is only helping to increase those divides among people versus uniting them and providing a path for them to move forward.
Let's talk about the Opportunity Coalition, a nonprofit organization for business leaders and entrepreneurs to collaborate and grow Colorado's economy. Could that be a model you'd use in places like Idaho and across the country?
Absolutely, and we're actually thinking about that right now. I founded that organization a little over a year and a half ago, and we bring in speakers once a month who share their golden nuggets of wisdom, and whether they be from, you know, business or entrepreneurs, politics, academia, whatever it might be, people come in and they get to listen to them and see how those ideas might apply to their own business or initiatives that they're trying to put forth. I also interview a couple of people a week from around the country who are doing just some great things. And all of that can be found at theopportunitycoalition.com or on iTunes. And those are all free. And people can go on and listen to those interviews and listen to the videos. So whether you're in Idaho or California or anywhere else, you can have access to the Opportunity Coalition and what we're doing here. And we're also looking forward to maybe expanding it around the country as well.
What do you think the future is, the big growth industry? Because a lot of kids are paying a lot in college loans, the student debt bubbles, they call it. You have people in their 60s still paying. They paid off their house, but they haven't paid off their student loans. So you have all these folks getting an education, but looking for that ROI.
Well, you know, there's many who believe that going to a traditional college may not be worth it anymore. I mean, you think about it with your, you know, smartphone that you have in your hand. You have all the information at your fingertips that you may want to access. The question is, how are you applying it? So I know a lot of people are focusing on, you know, different types of degrees. I think a lot of vocational training and different job skills that are really needed. So I don't think necessarily the path to success is just going off to college. I think it's making sure you have a good foundation of getting your primary education, potentially going on to vocational training or looking some of these other programs. But, you know, some of these colleges, what they're charging these days, you're right. I mean, it absolutely burdens these students with debt that they're working to pay off for the rest of their many years, and it's really problematic.
Mr. Watson, final thought for people that are small business folks today, and that's such a misnomer, small business. I mean, it doesn't matter if you have one employee, five, or you know, 100, you're driving the economy. What advice, what inspiration would you give them?
You know, my biggest advice would be is to follow your dreams. I mean, everybody has a dream and wants to go out and accomplish something. And, you know, there's all these naysayers out there of why you can't do things. And my recommendation is to figure out, you know, what you love doing and then go pursue it. And when you do that, I believe you don't work another day in your life, because obviously with your show, I did some research on you. You love what you do and you're having an amazing impact. And so whatever that is for somebody out there, find out what it is and go pursue that dream, and if nothing else, at least you tried. And at least for me in my days, I want to, you know that at least I tried to make a positive impact. And I think if people go out and do that, some great things will happen for them.
OpportunityCoalition.com. Mr. Watson, we'd love to have you back.
I'd be honored to do so.
Take care, sir.
Thank you.
There you have it. Brian Watson joining us here talking about the economy. Coming up next, we'll talk about the minimum wage and take your calls at 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Love for you to check out a piece I wrote at 580KIDO.com. What the politicians aren't telling you about the F-35A and the future of Gowan Field. Let's get you to work.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Quickly to the phones. Good morning, Tea Party Bob.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Well, I've had better mornings.
Well, you've had some good people on this morning.
I'm glad you approve.
I always approve. You know, I have to laugh. Liberal politicians say raising the minimum wage is going to help people. You know, what Senator Stennett and Representative Erfelding should be talking about is lowering taxes, like an eliminating grocery tax, so Idahoans can take more money home instead of taxing them more. And Dave Petzo is right. Lowering gas price, coming down from where it was over $3 down to $2 and change, is going to have a bigger effect than raising the minimum wage. You know, there's one of the laws of economics is supply and demand. And if you have a situation where you're going to charge more for something, people are going to buy less of it. And most of the businesses, they're either going to reduce hiring, cut employee work hours, reduce benefits, or charge higher prices. Just the health care plan alone in 2015 is going to cost employers $2.65 in addition to the $7.25 an hour. That would be, let's say, about $9.90 an hour, and if they don't cover them, it's still going to cost them $9.72 because of the penalty. You know, the real minimum wage earners in this country and even here are those between the ages of 16 and 24. And the rest of the ones that are over 25, they're not typically sole family providers or breadwinners. You know, we could get hurt by raising the minimum wage here because you got to see a lot of mom-and-pop shops that are going to have a problem raising prices, and they may wind up closing up shop. And you got 70% of our businesses are small businesses here. So raising the minimum wage is going to nothing but cause more headaches and more problems. Lowering taxes would be the best way to affect change in this state.
All right, Tea Party Bob, thank you for the call. Time for traffic now. All right, coming up next, ISIS takes on the Mall of America. Are we ready to handle ISIS in this country? Plus, which gun bill do you support? The House, the Senate? Vote now, 580KIDO.com. KIDO.